Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Today, we are going to talk about a very juicy, very spicy topic. Why do I need a coach when there is YouTube and Spotify for free? And just as we kick off this episode, I want to be really real, brutal, and honest as the Let's Kill It podcast is, which is that why can't you just learn from YouTube and Spotify? Well, you can. You absolutely can. And I just want to start off with that because I think that in today's world, we have so many amazing, brilliant free resources online, and we should all absolutely maximize and optimize that, right? Because these are things that in our parents' generation and in our grandparents' generation, if they were to want to start a business, they had to figure so many things out themselves. They didn't have access to all these information that we have today. And I just want to start off saying that. So you absolutely can and should use YouTube, Spotify, and any other free resource that is available to you strategically for your business. However, I want to be asking some meaningful questions here, or perhaps even just raising better questions, because the better questions you ask, the better answers you get, right? And so I want to bring out three key questions that you might want to be asking yourself if you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, a founder, and you just are scaling up your business right now, right? And you specifically want to expand within the online space. You think that there's huge potential there, which there absolutely is. You're seeing people blow up and you really want to get into this space. You want to expand your business online and tap into new markets, and obviously then be able to increase your influence, impact, and income/revenue. Right? So I just want to highlight three key questions today that you might find useful if you find yourself in such a space, right? And the first one is, what even is the difference between the different types of options available to you? For example, if you were to compare a free platform like YouTube versus a digital course, right, which has no live, you know, coach or mentor, and it's just a self DIY sort of course versus a live, you know, one-to-one or very close proximity coaching program where you get to interact live, ask questions. What exactly is the difference between all of these? The free platforms like YouTube, a course versus like one-to-one tailored coaching. How I really say it is that we'll use an analogy. Okay, so YouTube, which is a free platform, or any other free platform, you know, it could be Spotify, it could be anything else. I'm just using YouTube as an example. YouTube is sort of like watching a video about how to climb Mount Everest, right? A digital course is kind of like having a map detailing exactly how you should climb Mount Everest. But one-on-one coaching, it is like having a guide who has climbed Mount Everest millions of times. He's literally done it day in, day out growing up. And he does it every single day, multiple times successfully. And having this person literally walk alongside you, hold your hand, and tell you where to go, what to do, what not to do, what to look out for, hidden slipping areas or hidden shortcuts or specific things that you could look out for that can help you get to the peak a lot faster and more effectively and more successfully, right? So that is kind of the difference between YouTube, the course, and coaching. And my main point is all of them are helpful, but to what degree? So you want to think about, yes, they can all help me, but which is most helpful for me right now in my current stage that I'm at? That's the real question that you want to be asking, not which one is helpful and which one is not. The real question, which is my point number one here that you want to be considering, is point number one is you want to ask yourself the question of what is the difference between the different types of content, and then also which one is more suitable for me at this point in my business. Like, how fast do I want to get results? What stage am I at right now? Am I like still in a full-time job and still exploring and just toying with six different ideas? Then probably YouTube is the best, you know, place for you to go, right? So it really depends on your stage. So you want to ask, what is the difference between the different types of options available to me in the first place? And then which is more suitable for me at this stage? That's number one. Point number two is you want to ask yourself the question of, what is my goal and my timeline? Because this is very critical. If your goal is something that you are looking at within, like, let's say, a 5 years, 8 years, 10 years later timeline, like you have a lot of time, you don't plan to do anything immediate, maybe you have other priorities, then I say that you absolutely should take your time to explore Spotify, YouTube, all the free resources on the internet that are so incredible and amazing and available to you. However, if your goal is something more like, I want to get X result in the next 6 to 12 months or 3 to 6 months, then there are, most likely, I'm guessing, some challenges that are blocking you from achieving what you want. And it's about, really, what is the fastest and most effective way for me to get rid of those challenges? Is it for me to figure it out all by myself when I've never done this before? Or is it, you know, should I ask someone who's been there, done that on this specific area, especially since I want to achieve these things in a relatively short and condensed period of time? Right? So I think goal and timeline is really, really important here. And the third thing you want to ask yourself is, what is the reason in the first place that brought you here right now to even seeking help, to even considering, you know, hiring a coach, for example? Because those reasons are not going to go away. Like, you've always had access to free platforms like YouTube, like Spotify, like TikTok, for example, right? But what is the reason that you're here right now? What is the reason that, despite having access to all these social media platforms, which is nothing new, why are you still looking for a close proximity mentor? Why do you feel like you still want to look for a coach, for example, right? Because I always say this half jokingly that, you know, YouTube is an amazing resource. I love it. But if YouTube was the solution to all the world's problems, we would all literally be billionaires with six packs. But clearly, looking around, we're not, right? So there's a cap to each platform and each option of what you can achieve, how fast you can do it exactly in terms of getting results, right? So you want to ask yourself, like, what is the reason that you are here right now, despite already having all these free resources? Like, did you try them and then they're not working? Or is it like on these platforms, there are a lot of repetitive videos and you're not really learning? Or on these platforms, maybe you're bombarded with 6 dozen different point of views and you don't know which one to listen to? What is it, right? Because for some reason, although you have access to these platforms, something isn't working there, which is why you're still here, which is why the challenges are still here, and which is why the problems are still here, and which led you to be looking for other solutions in the first place, right? So I would encourage you to really go back to square one and think about what led you to seek other options in the first place, because those reasons are probably still there and still not going to go away, right? And probably to sum it all off, like, just this very quick 3 questions, which is, you know, number one, what is the difference between the different types of options available to me? Free content versus courses versus live one-to-one tailored coaching, right? And two, what is your goal and your timeline? Because that affects everything. And three, what is the reason that you are here right now despite having access to free resources all this while anyway? Because those reasons are not gonna go away. And there's a reason why you're here. So I think to sum it all off, something really important to also remember is that a coach is not a magician, okay? Who can wave a magic wand and make a pot of gold appear in front of you instantly. And by the way, if you are 100% promised guaranteed cash, beware, because it could well be a scam. Nothing worthwhile comes for free. You know, even if it doesn't cost you money, it will cost you time. So just be aware of that. And I think also circling back to the original question of why can't I just learn it from YouTube? Again, I want to say you absolutely can. If you have the luxury of time to take 5 years, 7 years, 10 years to do it after your DIY trial and error, absolutely go for it, right? But if you don't and you have certain goals that you want to achieve by certain timelines, ideally, then it's about how you can find the fastest and most effective way to get to your goal. And for me personally, in my business coaching with my private clients, you guys know I like business to be simple, fun, and profitable. So I want to be able to create insane results, take insane action, but also have it be fun and for us to enjoy the process as well. And so to end it off, I just want to say never let anyone tell you that you must invest in something to succeed. You don't, right? But better questions to ask is really what's suitable for you at this time, what's your timeline, what's your goal, and what do you want to achieve? That's how you make your decision process. You're not a helpless human being. You have agency, and you're not going to die without a coach, okay? I want to make that really clear, even though I'm a coach, because, you know, for me, I really strongly believe that we have so much power in our ideas, in our passion, and in something that we're pulled to do, which is why you're an entrepreneur in the first place. You feel a fire, you feel a direction, you feel almost like a calling of like, I want to do this, I was meant to do this, and that's why you started a business. And so you're not a helpless human being that's gonna like die if you don't hire a coach, but it's more so that if you want to look for a business partner to help you get there faster, better, and more effectively, and if you want to invest, you want to ask yourself why, right? And think critically so you know that the choice you're making is an informed decision and absolutely makes sense for you. And then I'm like, well, if it's a good fit, let's freaking go. My clients know the expectations for them as business partners, right? And I do filter my clients as well. In fact, I had potential clients that I rejected who then sent me referrals even though we didn't end up working together because they were like, wow, you actually do turn clients away when they're not aligned. That must mean that you really only take in fully aligned clients, which is exactly how I operate, right? So remember that you can always do it yourself. You have agency. Think critically and never let anyone tell you that you must do anything. You are the CEO of your own business. You are the CEO of your own life. And you want to decide what exactly you want to do to be able to create the results that you want in your business. For those of you who don't know, when I do work with clients, I work with clients to, number one, create an unbeatable and unforgettable brand so that you can stay top of mind and be recognized by your ideal clients already as an authority figure that they know and that they trust. And number two, be able to attract your ideal high quality clients as a specialist, where they already see you as a specialist, they're coming to you for advice, the dynamic is incredibly different. And number three, to create strategic marketing systems, and this is about monetizing your message from social media, that actually causes you not only to be consistent with your content, but actually create content that converts to pay clients and attracts them in and converts them to pay clients, right? Number four, to become an expert in talking about what you do so that you can sell without selling and your conversion happens like a breeze with proven systems that work effortlessly. The online space can be such a tricky space to navigate, but these are the things I do with my clients so that ultimately you can embrace your CEO mindset and you can show up with confidence to not only take control of your business, but do so in a simple, fun, and profitable way so that you can actually then create time for what really matters. Be it going on a holiday, exploring the world, spending time with loved ones, or even finding that time to slow down, be you, enjoy a cup of, you know, hot cocoa and read a book, whatever it is that you want to create in your life. So if you, this is something that you want to be doing for yourself and you want to look for a strategic business partner that is extremely no BS and that has a bias, a huge bias towards action, and wants to do this while having the time of your life, not feeling like you're on a hamster wheel, then what I do with my clients might be really interesting for you. So drop me a message directly. You can talk to me on Instagram at Janice.tee, that's JANICE.TEE, or you can also connect with me on LinkedIn at JaniceTee. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.